Exercise 3.
5 years ago, I was away on a business trip and my last and most important meeting was on the day of my son's 12th birthday. Unfortunately, the last flight was too early for me to catch, even if I had rushed through the meeting. I'd apologised to my son in advance and promised that I'd make up for it with a really nice present. However, I was lucky enough to get everything done a day earlier than I'd expected, and I changed my ticket so I could be home in time for the birthday celebrations. I thought he'd be very pleased with the surprise, and even more so when I gave him the brand new tablet I'd bought him. How does the saying go? The best laid plans of mice and men often go wrong? I'm not sure that's the exact word, but how true. As I was driving to the airport, someone drove through a red light and crashed right into my rented car. No one was injured, but by the time everything was sorted out, I'd missed my flight. There wasn't another direct flight until late the following morning. By that stage, I was determined to get back home, whatever the cost, so I bought a ticket for another flight. It meant I'd have to travel to Frankfurt and catch a connecting flight home from there, but at least I'd be home in time. As it turned out, flying to Northern Europe during the worst snowstorm of the decade was a big mistake. Frankfurt Airport closed soon after we'd taken off, so the plane had to land in Rome. Once we'd touched down, I bought my third plane ticket in less than 24 hours and hoped my second flight of the day would be more successful than the first. Although it meant waiting at the airport for 4 hours, I could still make it home just in time to wish my son a happy birthday before he went to bed. By that stage, I was exhausted. I closed my eyes for a while to relax and fell asleep. When I opened them again, I realised I had barely enough time to board the plane. I ran all the way to the departure gate in a panic and managed to go through seconds before it closed. I collapsed into my seat, thinking how stupid it would have been if I'd missed that flight too, when I realised there was something missing. The tablet. In my panic, I'd left the carrier bag in the airport lounge. Can you believe it? Thankfully, it was automatically insured because I'd bought it with my credit card.